Welcome to People Power and Politics, our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Pearl Phillip, Editor-in-Chief of Caribbean American Weekly, The Immigrants Journal, and Workers World Today. And we are super excited to have Ms. Diana Morales, who is running to be the next mayor of New York City. Welcome, Ms. Morales. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It is a pleasure to be here.
Our pleasure to have you as well. So our topic today is the New York City school system, which is the most segregated school system in the country. Ms. Morales, as the next mayor of New York City, how would you handle this?
So I think, you know, the desegregation of our schools is a critical issue when you think about the fact that the large majority, 90%, over 90% of our students are actually Black and brown, and yet our school system is the most segregated system in the country, and the higher performing schools tend to be predominantly white. It is important for us to move forward with a full desegregation of our schools. That includes the elimination of all barriers to access, all screenings, all tests, all of the things that the higher performing public schools make our families jump through in order to gain access. That's a critical thing. In order to move this forward, I have committed in the first 100 days of my administration to sign an executive order to begin the immediate desegregation of our schools. So that will include not just the elimination of the barriers, which I think are critical, but also moving to help make sure that we're creating our schools in such a way that our children feel loved and valued and respected, because our system is actually doing a lot of harm to our children. Mm-hmm. And we know, as a former educator myself, as someone who taught in the public school system, I know that children do not learn in circumstances where they do not feel safe and secure. And we need to make sure that we're doing that and providing that through culturally responsive curriculum that is reflective of our real history and the experiences that our communities have had, so that our children can see themselves in the curriculum. And also by expanding the number of teachers in our schools that are reflective of our communities and look like the children that they serve. And so I've also committed to the creation of a teacher training pipeline that will make it possible and easier for people from our communities to train to be educators in our school system.
And you are correct, because most of our kids are being actually traumatized. They're developing mental issues from being in a system that doesn't understand them. We had the student recently who was told he had to kneel down to apologize, the Haitian American young man. And the boy is traumatized.
Yes.
So, you know, these are the things that are happening in the school system.
Yes, there's also the way our schools discipline our kids by pushing them out and really feeding into what we call the school to prison pipeline, mm-hmm. right? And really doing a lot of harm. Schools should be places that welcome, embrace our children rather than push them out.
And talking about the school to prison pipeline, mm-hmm. what are your thoughts about that?
I mean, it's just another way that this country criminalizes being Black and poor, you know, by disciplining our children harshly in our schools in a punitive way, rather than in a way that helps to restore, that is focused on justice. You know, the system is very, very quick to criminalize our children. Police in schools is part of the problem there. You know, intervention, any kind of behavioral intervention escalates quickly and results in policing of our children rather than any kind of education. So that's a system that I also believe we need to do away with. Our schools should be rich with the arts and culture and counseling and career training and, you know, education enrichment, nurses, doctors. That's what we should have in our schools, not police officers. I also want to add that it's important, I think, to provide protections for the street vendors. We have seen them come under attack and assault by the NYPD. And we know that that is not only a means for them to provide for their families, but it's also a staple of New York City. So I would move to make sure that we were protecting street vendors, increasing licensing, and definitely not criminalizing them.
Thank you, Ms. Morales. How can one support your campaign?
Sure. So there's a couple of different ways. I mean, right now, we've qualified for matching funds, but every donation from a New York City voter between $10 and $250 actually gets matched 8-1. So a $10 contribution yields a total of $90 for the race, which is really important because since I am a community grassroots candidate, I don't have the millions of dollars that other candidates in this race have who have been running for years and saving money for years and owe favors to other, you know, special interests or those kinds of things. All of my money has been raised from the community. So donations are welcome. The website for that is Dianne, Dianne.nyc. We also, as I said, really grassroots. So all of the way that we're getting out into the community is word of mouth. So mm-hmm. volunteers are a critical part of our campaign, mm-hmm. whether it's making phone calls or sending text messages or, you know, standing on the corner and talking to people or putting up posters in the community. You can also sign up for that at the website, Dianne.nyc. And you can follow the campaign and learn more about me and what I'm up to at any social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok even. And my handle there is Dianne, D-I-A-N-N-E, the number 4, NYC. That's the same across all social media platforms. And we'd love to have you get involved.
Thank you so much, Ms. Morales. It was a pleasure having you here. We look forward to having you back again. We wish you the very, very best for your campaign running for New York City mayor. And we hope you make history as the first woman and the first Afro woman, and Latina woman, mayor of New York City. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope we make history as having elected the first community leader to mayor of New York City as well. Thank you very much for having me.
Our pleasure.
People Power in Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power in Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.